Blog Talk Radio.
Off my face, but I don't think it's working because I'm very pale still, as everyone can see. But that's okay. Welcome to Lady and the Gent. I'm Lady Hope.
I'm the Urban Gent.
Yes, and welcome to a very special, fun-filled episode that involves black fingerless lace gloves and a new manicure that I did about an hour and a half ago. We've chosen the song Into the Groove, Madonna's Into the Groove, as our theme song for tonight's episode. We've got our very new, exciting, good friend.
Oh, you did. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, no. I did start. Oh, man. Okay, so we were taping and it wasn't working, but now we're back. Okay.
I'll be back
anyway,
in a second.
Okay, so anyway, we have our very good friend, Mia, coming up very soon. But we chose Madonna's Into the Groove, and we were driving back from our pizza dinner before this, very good brick oven pizza. And I was saying, like, I should bring out the black lace fingerless gloves just because we're representing Madonna, but then also Mia, the Passion Muse, and that's like a cool correlation. And then I was thinking in the car about Madonna being a passionate performer in person. I don't know, some people now would argue that, but I would definitely say in her beginning stages, that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about what it was like to listen to her as a child, because I was in second grade when I became a Madonna fan, and how I feel like that ignited it in me, like her music and just the way she was and how she presented herself. And even though I kind of freaked my mom out a little when I said Madonna was my hero, and it made her a little nervous, but not in an inappropriate way, but in a way where I wanted to be this really cool, fun, kind of fierce female, you know, who, you know, and I, to go beyond like the look and what she was saying, but definitely all the passion that she had in the beginning of her career, you know, to work that hard and to sing in little clubs and do whatever she had to do to make it. So I feel like that was a good blueprint, at least, you know, besides all the maybe adult-themed things that were probably a bit too old for some, but I didn't really see that. I mean, I got the gloves, and I had the hair bows. This is a flower, but regardless. So I wanted to, you know, emulate her and be like that, and kind of, I loved her strength, and I loved her voice, and obviously I loved her look, and the music was fun, you know. But to be that young, she really made an impression on me like that. And I've been a fan since then, like I could say since I was a child.
Through all the ups and downs.
Yeah, through the stuff that maybe wasn't. So, because every artist, and, you know, if you're an artist, you understand this too. Just like I'm a huge Bowie fan, and so I'm going to still talk, but if you guys are watching, I apologize, I don't know what's going on, but just like, I'll go back to Bowie, because Madonna's a Bowie fan, and she said that, and I think she introduced him into some, like, music hall of something, and gave him an award back in 1990, whatever, a little foggy. But she was the one that did it, because she's like, I looked at him and how he was this, like, blueprint for, like, change and evolution. I'm totally paraphrasing because that's how I feel about him as an artist. And she was like, he's inspired me. So that kind of, as we're talking about our evolution on the show, because this series is about evolution, those are kind of, like, the people that I always identified with. They were like rock stars and pop stars, but there was something in the way that they created their art and they created themselves that I really appreciated. And I think that it's important, if you're going to be an artist, just a person in general, to always evolve and change and see what's out there and grow and learn and wear your black gloves.
But I knew
yeah.
The first time I saw Madonna was the Borderline video.
Mm.
And I knew I always wanted to drink vodka out of a bottle and spray paint a dachshund and the Statue of David.
You have to have your gold.
While someone took pictures of me, and then I knew I was gay.
Yeah. When, yes, that is usually how most gay men of our generation knew they were gay when they first saw Madonna, and they're like,
wee
I don't want to
age.
Be with
yeah.
her, I want to be her.
Yes.
And then you're like, all right, boys,
yes.
you're welcome. And I just want to say hi to all our buddies out there listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I know our new stream broadcast, if you're watching that as well, is being a little cranky. We're trying to work on that, but thanks for watching and listening, and or both. We appreciate it. So let's do our favorite little segment, the suckiest thing that sucked.
The lady and the gent sounding board.
We're going to make this a thing that we do.
It's a thing that we do.
Everybody's got a thing. So, and again, if we're inviting anybody right now, if you want, you're listening, or you can type it in and we'll read it. We like to do this suckiest thing that sucked this week as something that kind of annoyed you, got on your nerves, whatever made you mad. You say it now, and you release it, and it's gone.
You relax, you relate, release, like Kim Cole said.
Oh, and our stream still keeps going down. We apologize. Anyway.
We're not going to have a video this week.
That's a bummer. Bridget will have to try real hard to get good pictures. She always does, and we appreciate it. I'm going to write my darling boyfriend back because he keeps telling me the thing's going cuckoo.
We know.
We know. Trying to work on it. All right, do you want to say that this is the suckiest thing and stuff this week, or do you have something? Maybe. Go ahead.
I can just say I'm working right now, as I've been the whole week.
Yeah.
At like 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So
just off camera.
I keep dipping out of the camera.
Yeah.
When you can see the Ustream, that means I'm taking care of something at work. And I keep coming in and
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
But money's money.
Right, you got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, off camera is the laptop. Jen is working real hard right now.
If you want to relax, relate, release that, I actually paid off 3 credit cards today. Overtime.
That's fabulous.
So that's
you see that? And there's like the, you know, yeah, the positive outcome
yeah.
of this, which is beautiful.
But I will say I've been taking it out on my tummy by eating everything in sight again. Body brutality,
From some stress.
Yeah.
I stress ate on the way back from, oh, I could have 2 things.
Yeah.
The suckiest thing that sucked this week, if I could be like a cranky pants, is I was very happy to go down to South Jersey, where I'm from, and see my family, who I hardly ever get to see, and I love and miss them. But I was not happy about the Sunday ride home, the 2-hour drive that turned into 4 hours, and the rain and the traffic. And I know anyone listening would say, Allison, this was going to happen, and that's the case, and I know this, but I still wanted to see the people, but that ride made me crazy.
Someone left your cake out in the rain.
I wanted to punch the sky. I was so angry in the car. I had to call my mama and say, help me, calm me down, and she talked to me. I'm so happy, and I'm just thankful for her because she's there for me like that. She knows when I get stressed and I freak out, you know, and I knew she's the one that I call, and I say, Mom, I'm freaking out. I need to talk to you.
But that's good. You have a, you
I'm
don't
very
let
lucky
it,
for it.
You don't let it fester or build up. I'm going
to
get into this.
And even building up could be getting to an accident. Oh, there goes our Ustream again.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? So that's like, and you're in a situation where if you're freaking out, you've got to keep your mind focused on, here's the road, here's the rain, here's the millions of cars.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get, I don't think I'm a crazy driver, but I didn't want to get to any point where I did something stupid or was so upset I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So that's why I had her on the line.
Yeah.
And Mom, thank you again for that.
Yeah. And to correlate, because, you know, all this work and to correlate into having Mia on
yeah.
and living your life's passions besides ending body brutality
mm-hmm.
Is that I am not living any of my passions right now. And that is why I'm eating everything in sight.
I hear you.
Because if there's one thing I know how to do, it's how to sublimate my feelings with a cheesesteak.
We're really good at eating our life's
passions. Eating our life's
passions. Instead of living them.
Yes.
And that's something that there have been Jet and I shared in a bad way in our friendship in the past, but we've both brought it out into the light and we know that's not how we want to live anymore.
Yeah.
But since you even said that, I'll go back to you and say, I'm kind of in the same way. And I was speaking about that to my boyfriend and
mm-hmm.
I haven't picked up my camera in a million years and I haven't picked up my digital video camera in even longer. And part of my life was to shoot photography and to make little videos about little things.
Yes.
And I have all kinds of ideas in my head, and they just haven't come out. And I was telling him, I need to start. I have to start again because I miss it so much. So I'm using this moment, you know, instead of all the talk and don't do, I'll say it one more time now officially on the air, and then I'll shut up about it. And then hopefully soon you'll start seeing some photos on our website and me having my own YouTube channel and putting up videos that I did do and ones that I had planned to do. So I'm going to finally start doing that because I have all this equipment and knowledge, and it's kind of going to a waste. And that creates depression when you're not living up to your fullest potential.
I can't even play volleyball this week.
See?
Plus, Susie died.
And there goes our broadcast
again.
Again, if you're watching, just watching that, hang on, kid. Rocky.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
But we won't have any difficulty talking to this next person.
Wow!
Oh, this is a clever segue. It may just come to me. We don't have a writer. I make little notes. We make notes
hashtag
for ourselves.
Hashtag no writer.
Hashtag no writer. Hashtag's in there. Flip a few bits. There's the
hashtag.
Hashtag no writer. We just do it ourselves. There's no Bruce Valanche is not hiding in the back handing us notes. I wonder how many people will get that joke. Probably anyone who's gay that's listening.
who's older.
I'm just going to say nobody younger than 30 will even know who Bruce Valanche is. But we want to say an official hello. So we could quit our yapping for just a little bit so we can join in the conversation. And I want you guys all to maybe, once you start to hear Mia talk, if you have anything to say or you want to add, you could call up 1-877-296-0345 and speak with her as well. I want to say hello to Mia, the Passion Muse. It's Mia Sines Whitmore.
Yay.
She's an internationally known relationship and self-love coach with a web TV show and a radio show. Hello.
And a book coming out.
And a book. Yes, she's working on it, and she will tell us more. Mia, hello. Welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm grateful to be here. How are you both?
We're good. And you sound, you're coming in loud and clear. So even if our video is being cranky, we appreciate it.
I'm absolutely not cranky.
Good. See? The technology is cranky, but we aren't. That's what matters.
And I wanted to say that I really like that you have the sucky hour or the sucky moments on your show. But also as the passion muse. I say let's turn those sucky moments around because as you guys were sharing your stuff, the incredibleness about finding the beauty of life is, well, here's my experience. On Monday, I flew from Los Angeles to Miami. Normally, I fly Virgin America straight through 5 hours. I decided to get a ticket within a few days, and so I had a layover in Phoenix, which ended up having a delay. So it took me 13 hours. But let me share the beauty. Yeah, I know, really. Let me share the beauty. I was placed next to this woman who had the exact same handbag as me. Hers was bigger. Of course, I was a little envious of it. I wanted to buy it. But we had the most fabulous conversation. And so you meet delightful people wherever you are.
You made a wild friend.
Yes, exactly. So I turned my sucky into joy.
That's cool. And that's part of what you do for a living and how you help people. So the elevator interview, they call it? Like sum up your deal.
The elevator.
You need to take, though. There's no timer on us. So why don't you share with the crowd what you're all about, darling?
Wonderful. It's called the elevator pitch, but I'll do a little bit different version.
Yeah, when I bump for producer.
Yeah, exactly.
So as you know, I'm Mia Sines Whitmore, the Passion Muse. I'm here to inspire passion in all areas of your life, which includes family, work, spirituality, romance, and taking care of your physical body. So really it's an amazing five elements, but my beauty that I've discovered is, the beauty that I've discovered is self-love. Because everything, especially relationships, personal and you know, relationships with a partner and interpersonal, it all comes back to how much we allow ourselves to be respected and we love ourselves and our self-worth. And we cannot truly love another until we learn to love ourselves. And I help clients get aligned to their inner core, their higher self. It's truly beautiful. It's my largest joy in life, and I'm so, so grateful I'm able to do what I do. And, yes, I have a radio and television show, too. Woo! Yay!
Tell us where they are, how to see and hear you.
All right, well, I'm on healthylife.net, and that is at, I'm live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my show, The Passion Muse, is bringing people's passions to the airwaves so that everybody, my motto is dream, believe, create. If you can dream it and believe it, you can absolutely create the most amazing life. And so my show shares people's journeys so that others can say, oh my goodness, I resonate with that. I can be and do exactly what I want in life. And that's my joy, is to share that. So I love that. And then my web TV show is on Authentic You TV, or media, which is this. And I love it. It's a 30-minute show, and it's different things. I've brought inspiring stories of artists and things, and also I'm doing a documentary based off of a 13-week miniseries that I did on Authentic You called Feminine Beauty Awakening, which is getting in alignment.
Last week.
What, honey?
I was listening to pieces of that last week, too. I went back to check it all out.
Good.
Really cool stuff.
Great, thank you. And so I'm also doing a documentary, and I've just brought on a partner too, who's an amazing young filmmaker, and I'm so excited. It's going to be a feature-length film done as a film, but also with interviews thrown in there as documentary style. And we're going to send it off to the awards or to the film festivals to get awards. So life is beautiful.
That's fabulous. I love it.
And it's to empower women so that they can, when a woman is totally empowered in her feminine glory, she is incredibly powerful, and man of all kinds stands up to honor her and be empowered himself.
Yeah.
We're total energetically beautiful together.
And that's something, and I love that. I love that. I love that idea, and that's what you promote, because I know that's something, and I was speaking to you that about this even privately, something that I have not, I don't want to say struggled, but it's like one of the points in my life that I've always been working on is the self-acceptance, the self-empowerment. You know, I think that's why I even looked to those, like I mentioned before, those icons, because it was like I was, you know, looking to these, like, archetypes of women and be like, oh, I want to be like that. I love the way, you know, like Madonna, whatever, where, you know, she represents this and that's how I want to be. And then I realized as I got older that that's in there and you have to go in to look for it. You know, it can't just be like, oh, who I like and what I'm about. It's a whole inside journey, which is a little tough at times. But I love that you're there to kind of, you know, be a guide for some people who need it.
Well, thank you. We are all the same. That's the beauty of it. We're all the same, and we all have the same struggles. Some of us have accomplished getting to certain spots faster than others. But whether we're man and man together, woman and woman together, man and woman, it doesn't matter. We're all based in love, and we're all based in the divine. And that's where I reconnect people to their core, is how beautiful we are. And it doesn't matter who we are, because we are beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that's the toughest thing. If we get all wrapped up in the outside world concept of beauty, and I know we all have, and, you know, how my Barbies used to make me mad at myself sometimes when I play with them because I wanted to look like that. And I was like, you know, I love Barbie, but I hated her. It was that kind of relationship. You know, that kind of thing.
I mean.
Yeah, I feel like me and millions of other girls probably have that same story, just at one point, you know. And it's not Barbie's fault, so we can't, you know, it's not good to go out there and hate the Barbies of the world, because they exist too, and maybe they have their issues that we don't know about. And I've seen
they do.
And that's like, I bet if we all really sat down and talked about it, we'd find that we're all like thinking the same. Even though I'm looking at, you know, this girl over here, I'm like, oh, she's so beautiful. I wish I looked like her. And then she's thinking something, you know, bad about herself. And you're like, oh, can't believe you'd think that. So that's why it's so important to start within. What's one little tiny exercise that you would say, maybe just if anyone's struggling or having that issue, that you would say, try this every day or something like that to just kind of get them thinking in the right way? What would you suggest? Well, like, what do you?
Right. There's many, many tips. One is get to know and listen to yourself. I tell people when they're struggling with something, whether it's a fight with a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a friend, whether they're upset at work, no matter what the problem is, whether they hate themselves, which I've had clients who literally hate themselves, and turn around loving themselves. Yes, they turn around loving themselves, will write me how beautiful they are. And it's, I love that. And I love to be told, guess what, Mia? I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw I was sexy. And I'm like, right on, because you truly are. It's an attitude. It's not, you've heard me say, Allison, that we are beautiful. Everyone is beautiful, not because I say so, but because it's true. We all have these beautiful qualities. So if we realize and just take the time to sit within whatever is bothering us at any moment and feel it for a limited amount of time, we decide 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, 2 days. It doesn't matter. Sit, but don't go more than, like, you know, 3 days. Sit within your issues. Work it out. Talk to yourself. Literally, if you quiet yourself down, this is really a good tool. If you quiet yourself down in a type of meditation, you can ask yourself deeply questions. What is wrong? Why am I feeling this? And if you really have gotten rid of all the clutter in your thinking, then the answers will come. There are so many different ways in which I work with people. I have a program that really digs into the experiential side of self-love, which means that when we feel it, and yes, it's digging up pain, but once it's gone forever. So if we've lived 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years with pain, once we deal with it and it's gone, can you imagine how free you are? How amazing you feel? Isn't that beautiful? And it truly does happen.
And I think, I can even speak on myself for this, I think sometimes people hold on to that because it's like there's a comfort in it in a kind of scary, sad way, because then that's all they know. So they're almost like afraid to know what it is like to release it or to be painless in that way. And maybe just feeling happy about themselves, because if they never did, then that's some weird, uncharted water that's probably, they don't know what to do. So they're just like, well, I'm used to hating me, so I'll keep going on. And I know oftentimes deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, why? Be like, oh, don't, because I have like that old dialogue that'll come back if days are low and dark and bad, you know?
Right. Here's an amazing tool that I give people and it's so simplistic. When we first start working together, I ask them to please sit quietly and imagine, and it depends on how negative they are, is how long I give them to work. If you're incredibly negative about yourself and you expect me to save you, I say to you, if you ever ask me to save you again, I won't work with you, because it's your journey. And secondly, you have the weekend to discuss this and think about this. Otherwise, if you're somebody who is looking forward to the joy of growing your own self to beauty, I'll say, take the night, decide exactly how you want your life to be, dream it, how you want to look, how you want your mate to be, how you want to interact with him, what you want for a career, how you want to live, where you want to live, what you want in your home, how, if you have children, not how you want your children to look, because that's ridiculous, but how you would like your relationship to be with your children. It's so magnificent when we can actually dream, create, dream, believe, create. our existence, because that's when we can really go forward. We do the dreaming process.
Mm-hmm.
It's so real to us that we absolutely believe it and we know we can create it. And I did that. I'm living proof. I did that. You can check out thepassionmuse.com
about that.
About, yeah, you can check out on the, and remember to put the so you don't get anything porno, thepassionmuse.com. Right, and then look at the About section and read my story. I literally, it's going on 5 years now, I literally did that where I was dying. I was given less than 2 years to live. My organs were crashing. And
wow.
I had put on weight in order to keep men away from me because I had had a rough childhood. And my husband didn't want to support me in keeping men away. I looked like a dark-haired blonde, a dark-haired Barbie, and
mm-hmm.
so it really was very frustrating to me. So I gained,
by the way. So,
yeah, oh, yeah.
I like the dark-haired blondes. I had issues with the blonde ones for whatever reason. Sorry.
That's because we're both part Italian. So
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
they have to look like this. So the thing is that I. Realize that if I was dying, wouldn't it be amazing to live the same amount of time the most incredible way I could? So that's when that whole concept of dreaming what it would be like, and then I felt that heart-mind connection, and nothing could stop me. I literally was up out of my wheelchair because I had been in an accident. I couldn't even walk to the neighbor's house. I had to build my inner core. I gave myself 4 months. I lost 140 pounds in 7 months, no surgery. I got my boobs reduced and the skin removed off my stomach, you know, the extra skin, and I was ready to rock and roll, and I did. I began dating, and it was phenomenal. My life changed. I became the Passion Muse, and I am so grateful for just for that journey alone, and that journey to my commitment to everyone is when I had lost like 30 pounds in 30 days the first month, I couldn't believe it from working out and eating right. And my sister said, people don't gain this kind of strength this fast. People don't gain retention. You haven't worked out in 20 years. What are you doing? And I said, you know what, God, and this, you know, everybody has their own, you know, I can feel the bristles coming up across the airwaves here when I mention the G word, God. But the divine, you know, God has had a plan for me, and it was to help others on this journey to save lives. And I didn't think I would make it at first. I really didn't think that I would, but I thought I would die trying. I wanted to leave some kind of legacy for my children. So my legacy is actually my life as the Passion Muse. Because,
ooh, sorry.
You know, there are...
My work just got done.
Okay, good.
So,
that's a beautiful, I mean, that story, like, practically gives me, I've cried a lot on the show in the past couple times, so I'm trying not to now. I'm being, like, labeled the mush.
It's okay.
But it, like, it really touches me, and it's beautiful. And now I'm going to start to get teary. here she goes again, folks. You know, and that's something that, because we've all been there, I'm still kind of there in a way. And it's, like, amazing to just hear, like, somebody, like, I got through it all, and I, like, elevated myself, you know? I think that's awesome.
So
is that everybody can. You can, Alex can, I can, the man next door to you can, everybody can. That's the beauty of it.
The man next door yells at his cat a lot, so I don't think he wants to be elevated. My boyfriend has that.
Elevate him not to yell at his cat.
You just yell at your cat, like your cat's not doing anything. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, that was just funny.
I wanted to say that it's good we're doing this show because I cry at the drop of a hat. I was telling Dan yesterday.
Look at this is a mess right
now. I was telling Dan yesterday that, woo, you know, working from home isn't all it's cracked up to be when you sit there and you're crying during Young and the Restless.
Oh my God.
because you know you watch people. I was saying when I watch people acting and there's good writing on television, the things I want to do and I'm not doing it while I'm working.
Your passion.
Yeah, while I'm working, I start crying. There was a rerun of Cougar Town yesterday,
mm-hmm.
too, and it was Jules is the mother, and her son,
mm-hmm.
her son just got out of the hospital, and there was this moment at the end of the show where she was finally breaking down and yelling at him for not taking care of himself. And I lost it. I literally lost it because it was such a true moment in life. And I'm like, I want to write those moments.
Yeah.
And I want to have those moments.
Yeah, exactly.
And just that whole mother and son connection thing, too, that they were displaying. So
right.
I was just crying in my cornflakes.
Aw. And, you know, you can have those. Alex.
You don't need breast.
I don't eat GMO corn.
No.
Okay.
He's crying in his salmon and kale.
But my hemp patchouli salad.
Yes, his twig fennel tea.
Yummy.
Yeah, but
so
that goes to your passion too.
Mm-hmm.
Of what, you know, me sitting here not taking pictures and not making my little music videos and you not writing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd see that thing or, like, if I watch a movie, like, a film that's amazing, I've experienced the same thing as you. I'll get choked up maybe because of the scene and then I'll get choked up on top of that.
Yeah.
The extra layer is, I wish I made this film.
Me too.
Or why now I can't make this film because someone else did. Like, someone beat me to the thing I should have done. And then you're like,
well, isn't that mental brutality? Seriously,
yeah.
you're beating yourself up for that.
The brutality,
and then
we eat it.
And then we eat ice cream.
We better eat it because someone made our feelings.
Yeah, it's called the cycle that we have to get off the hamster wheel.
And then I run to Wawa for a hoagie and say, "Frack GMOs, here Monsanto, you won."
And then there's a hoagie. Mia, have you ever experienced this in your past? You know what we're talking about.
Well, of course, because I'm human. But once I changed my life, I know. And yes, of course, do I have days or moments or periods when I feel like, wow, you know, what am I doing? Of course I do. I haven't in a while. No, I'm kidding.
No.
It's
really?
No, but the truth is that we're human, and we all experience this. We all experience these delays at times. And
mm-hmm.
if we were fully, full-blown going, I went bang, bang, bang. I know that sounds weird. Like, what the heck are you talking about? Bang, bang. I was so prolific in my work from, I believe it was August to December. So prolific. That I did more than like three or four years worth of work in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I worked myself and I enjoyed it and it was my complete passion, which I want to bring back to the very beginning. You talked about Madonna and doing those shows and you were just like, wow, when you were a little girl. That was her passion. She was living those moments, getting into that group. Exactly. So when you are living your complete passion and you're so happy, you can work 12, 13 hours a day. Completely happy. But one thing that I would like to say, although I did that, I
mm-hmm.
did not take care of myself as far as exercising. I did not go. I tried, but I was not as prolific with that as I should have been. So now I'm approaching this point of the year saying,
mm-hmm.
okay, so now I've got to work out and create like that. And I actually allow myself to take hiatuses of 2 to 3 months per year, and I do that. Or if I want to say, hey, you know what, I'm just not working today, and I'm going to go shopping on Rodeo, I'm going shopping on Rodeo. Now, whether I can buy the stuff on Rodeo, that's something else.
We love doing that endeavor.
Wonderful, wonderful. The point is we create our life. If we're feeling icky one day, take the time to nurture yourself. Take the time to love yourself. Now, I am talking about people who are independent in their workforce, whereas instead of working for corporate America, you can't always do that. But if you save your vacation days and your sick days and you absolutely need a me day, you need to absolutely nurture yourself. You know, and that means take yourself to coffee when nobody else. You know, when you normally can't go with the rest of the people who are artsy fartsies, you know, like me and everybody else, musicians who are having our coffee at 10 in the morning and talking about what script we're writing or this or that. You know what I'm saying? So do exactly what you want to do. What was that, honey?
I said you're the folks at Starbucks with the laptops.
But what I like to do is I actually like to watch people that I know and walk past them and have my flirty little sassy attitude and talk to, hey, because there's a place I used to hang in Santa Monica for coffee, and it was filled with screenwriters and artists and people like that, and it's people that I resonated with. So that gave me energy of creation. We need to find what creates us, that makes us move forward. So whether it's a bathtub with a glass of wine and candles and music, do it. Whether it's that nap you need, do it. Whether it's that one cheap meal that makes you feel like a rock star and then you know you're going to behave for a week, do it.
Yeah.
How to make that one cheat meal just one.
We just need to make it.
We don't make it.
That'll be a goal, is to make the one cheat meal an actual one cheat meal. That's true. And that's the way I used to call it, and other people have mental health days. And that's why you have personal days if you're in corporate America like the two of us, you know, because there's something personal. It's no one else's business but yours, and you just, you know, you got them, and you're like, hey, can't come in. What it is.
And that's perfect. That's perfect. You know, and you can even create with a friend to both of you taking a personal day as long as nobody else knows about it. And making
sure that you use for shopping and Bobby's Burgerama. Bobby's Place Burger Restaurant. It's supposed to be our little like BFF fun Friday. We just have to have our work correspondent, we're able to leave for a day. It's been tough, and tougher for you, too. Again, I give you crazy accolades because working at home, not always cracked up to
not
me.
Not always cracked up
because
to
working
you.
At home, I was telling my friends at work today, I used to be a little, you know, a little envious of you. I'm like, man, I wish I could be in my jammies and put on the telly. And I was telling them, I go, he's working all the time.
Yeah.
So working at home means you're not.
I worked at the bar yesterday.
You worked at the bar.
I went to the bar with Dan, and I opened my laptop, and I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
So that's the work all the time.
I was telling him, like, he comes over before the show, and his thing's up, and he's going, and we're eating, and he still has to work. And I was like, man, that is, I was like, I couldn't do it. I don't have, like, there's no way. So I give you a lot of credit.
I wanted to ask Mia, besides taking personal and days out, like, how do you keep, see, this is my challenge. I know it's your challenge too, Allison. It's okay. It's not like the team's working.
We have to dry the tears of my face off. Go ahead.
So my question for Mia is definitely, how do you find your momentum, your inspiration, your passion when you have to work for a living? For now.
That's a great question.
Because I've been in a very functional mode, and I think it's starting to get me, like with school and with work and working all these hours. I've been paying my bills, getting my act together. That's great and all.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling the reason I I said to Dan yesterday, if I wasn't crying over The Young and Restless, I'd be in the office going to the bathroom crying because I'm so stressed out.
Because you'd have to hide it. Yeah. At least you're home for that.
At least I'm home.
I've cried at work and it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in a group like a pod and you come back and your face is like exploded and red and you're like, and you're sniffing and you're typing and then you get the email, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm just going through some stuff. And then one of my coworkers usually takes a walk with me, and then I break down. We're close like that.
Yeah.
Which I'm lucky for, but crying at work is the worst.
It is.
I hated it. It's happened a few times.
So what's your advice? What's your best advice?
What would you say?
My advice to you, Alex, since I also work at home, and I'm also live bi-coastal, so it can be extremely difficult because some of the stuff that I do for a living – I can only do in Miami, and I can't do in Los Angeles. I'm not set up there for that. So let me ask you, do you like what you do for a living?
Me?
Yes, Alex. You asked me a question. Do you like what you do for a living? Do you like what you've created?
No.
I'm making the screw face.
Financially, I do.
Okay. So, Alex, here's my best advice to you. You're not living your passion. So, of course, you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be watching Young and the Restless instead of creating Young and the Restless. Do you see? You're watching Young and the Restless instead of being Young and the Restless.
So if
you were being Young and the Restless, you would be creating the most amazing – you talked about being a writer, wanting to write, you know, romance stuff. I picked up on that because I write romance. So why don't
drunk.
You cut
drunk.
Down? Why don't you cut down a little bit on? I'm just stating this, on what you are doing to bring in the money and bring in that creative side to make your spirit dance, to make your heart sing, and your body just flow. That's my advice to you, and to anyone listening, is to be in the moment of your passion, to do exactly what you want. If you don't know what you want, that's where the dream, believe, create comes in. That's where you take the time to get to know you, to get to know exactly what you want, because you're a magnificent guy. You don't want to die in 10 years of a heart attack. You want to live your life and be known for writing your sexy stuff. So,
taking down the M word, too.
that's what you need to do.
and I'm not being
the mommy saying don't watch Young and the Restless, but what I am saying is be it. Don't just watch it. Create. See, I don't watch TV anymore.
That's so good. What are you doing?
The only reason I don't watch TV is because I am so excited about writing. That's what happened when I wrote my first book, or when I was a participant in my first book. I was so excited. I had written for 10 years and never got published, and that was because I didn't want to. There was fear. And so when some publishers came to me and said, we've heard about your writing, we want you to participate in this this book, I was so excited to write short stories over the long novels. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, man, in a couple hours, I am so motivated, I can whip out my book. I can whip out my story. And so I did several stories, more than anyone else in the book, and became the anchor writer because my stories were strong, but they came from my heart and they came from my experience and they came from love. So when you're doing what you want, then you can't be in any other place. You know what I'm saying? When you put yourself first, nothing else matters but your journey. So it's truly connecting to you.
Maybe that's something also that a lot of us can relate to, that most of, I don't know if it's just, I want to know if it's like a continental America thing or just a people thing, that we don't put ourselves first in certain ways, and we need to learn how to do that in a positive way. You know, I think people just hear it and they start thinking like, well, that means you're selfish, but it's good to be, you got to be some selfish because you just have yourself in the end of it all. At the end of the day, you just have you. And how are you
doing?
There's
a difference, there's a difference between selfish and self-love. When you're taking care of your needs, that's self-love. When you're hurting someone else, that's selfish. Unless they're unruly and, you know, and being crazy. But there's a huge difference.
Exactly.
Because people get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
People get confused about that a lot, especially when I say no to stuff or I do something that's just in the interest of me, and people take it personally sometimes, and I'm like, it's not about you right now.
That's something that I had to learn back in the day. Little Lady Hope was very much a doormat to the world.
People pleaser.
Yep, and I suffered for it greatly, in many physically, emotionally, mentally, just drained. And then I had to learn, I've gotten a lot better too.
Yes.
I've pat myself on the back for that one, to say no, and I can't always be there for everyone, and I can't do everything. And I was just getting pulled and stretched into so many different directions, and I had to just learn that, and I started to feel better. And then I saw that the real friends understood, and they were still there, because I guess I had this fear that was like, everyone's going to leave me if I don't do everything that they want for them all the time, and that wasn't the case. It's like, oh, cool, okay. And they understood. And I was like, well, then those are the people that are meant to stay in my life. And it's not that irrational fear that I had of, like, I'll have no one if I don't do everything they need.
I think we both had to deal with abandonment issues anyway.
Yeah.
The whole world, honey. The whole world, honey, not just you two. The whole world. I've dealt with it. Every client I have has dealt with it. Just about every person I've spoken to has dealt with that. Because it begins at birth. It begins where's mommy and daddy when I'm crying? Where is this? You know, why isn't somebody here taking care of me and you're an infant? You know and you feel that. It begins in the crib. It begins the moment we come out of the womb, out of that pure, safe, cozy, warm, loving spot, then we meet the real parents. You know, then we meet the real parents when we come out of the womb.
Real girls, it's freezing and harsh. No,
then you grow up learning that your parents are only human too.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Don't make mistakes. They have to. They're not they're not perfect too. They're also learning. Just imagine, and this is why I know I don't think it's for me, that now you have this new little thing in your life and you're like, oh crap, I hope I don't mess it up too much. And you're learning as you grow up and as they grow up. So it's gotta be super tough to be a parent.
It is.
To everyone who is, honestly.
Well, you know, I also think that in today's world, I mean today as in 2013 and 2012 and 2011, I think that in these 2000s especially, people are actually taking action to put their children first. Where before, children were supposed to be heard and not seen. Seen and not heard.
Right.
And that's the way it was for centuries. And so when you live in that mentality, you're not putting your children first. When you put your children first, and then you end up putting yourself first, because you have to learn how to maneuver putting another being and taking care of another being and not just shutting them up. You know, don't just disappear and be quiet. I'm going to ask you, what is it that you actually need, little one? What is it? Talk to me. Tell me how you're feeling. Tell me why you're feeling that way. They may not be able to describe it exactly, but they're learning by us paying attention and talking to them like normal human beings. I did take two shows today on parenting with Victoria Wynn from The Lies We Tell Ourselves, and it's exactly about this, how children are supposed to be quiet and not heard and pushed out of the way. Well, they get in trouble. They get, like we had talked before about body brutality, about how people injure themselves because they're not being heard, and they're lonely, and they're sad. If you put children first, they're safe. They're not being attacked by molesters because they know how to run. They're not letting somebody hurt them because they know how to say no and stand up for themselves. So it's all about loving our offsprings more than most people currently have.
It's great. I love it.
And the room is silent. Yay! I did my job, babies.
It's okay. Well, Urban Jet and I aren't having kids, but everyone's cool aunt, and that's my goal.
Everybody's rich aunt, uncle.
Here we go. Everyone needs both of us.
Yeah.
Cool exactly.
We're
and you know, even
fun.
And even though I've had children, I am everybody's aunt because the same way.
You
because
are.
I love
you have cool aunt vibe too. I definitely feel.
Because we're Madonna fans, baby.
I know. It's the gloves.
I'd like to say something about her that I really, and it's funny because I laugh with, I've laughed with certain male partners before about how, I'm reinventing myself like Madonna. The thing is that we always need to change and grow.
I think it's better. You said
that. Like Cher, too.
Just like Cher, just like Madonna, just like Bowie. You know, I was telling my boyfriend this. I've told some of my friends, you know. I'll have reoccurring dreams where David Bowie comes to me like a spirit guide and he gives me encouragement because my like subconscious has chosen him to represent whatever part of me needs to tell me to keep going or I'm behind you, don't worry, and believe in your, until he told me to believe in my art. And because he, to me, represents that, like, consummate, growing, changing, evolving person that, you know, I think we all need to be. You know, you're happy, but never fully, not comfortable, but you're like, what else is out there? What else can I learn? How else can I do this and better myself? And in a positive, you know, not an erotic way, but in a really positive way. So I see he's like my spirit animal. That's what I tell people. David Bowie's my
spirit
animal.
Bowie.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I haven't had one in a little bit, so I should maybe tonight just ask if he's got anything to say. Especially because now I want to, you know, I've declared officially that I need to start working on my art again, which is I've missed out, and it has made me sad inside that I'm not doing it. So, you know, that's something
fully.
The last time I did photography just by myself, just for the fun of it, because that's how I do it, it was like a whole day during the spring, and I was just, you know, I have to remember that feeling, the feeling of like total complete wholeness and joy, because that's what I have when the camera's in my face, and I'm like, this shot here, I see this here, I'm like walking over here, change the thing, and just going and going and going, and it's like, it's super beautiful. And then I came home, and I was like, whoa.
Well, it's like
I need to remember that and do it more.
That's how I felt when I did 10 episodes in 10 weeks.
I wrote
the whole first season of one of my
shows.
He's
got a show, everyone. This boy has a show that's ready to be shot and cast.
Yeah, I sat there. Mm-hmm. I sat there and said to myself, I'm going to try to write an episode a week. And I did it. I did it.
Good
I wrote. There's one episode I wrote. I stayed up all night and I wrote it. It was called If It Wasn't for the Nights. It was called If It Wasn't for the Nights. And I got home. I actually came home from class, from Cranford with Lori. I was so inspired after a class, which I miss. And I got home at like 11:30 and I didn't go to bed till 4 and the whole episode was done.
That's beautiful. I love it.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, like time doesn't. You're like in your you're in your passionate moment doing what you love. That you can't beat that.
Yeah, and
you know?
Of course, I was up at 7:30 for work. So hey,
he's crazy with the no sleep and able to function. I'm not so good. another wacky skill that you have.
Cylon robot functional guy.
Must
work.
Yeah, you get up and you look all bright eyed and bushy tailed, and I look like somebody hit me with a stick. I don't know. Impressive.
But yeah, when it's like I always used to say that I try to remember the feeling.
I have to. You have to. I'm thinking of it more and more. The more I was talking about it, the feeling I felt when I made that music video for the Tory contest.
Oh,
we didn't win, but I'm proud of it. I love it. I wrote a whole treatment. Then I made a whole storyboard. Then I got my friends.
First
thing I'm going to put up on the YouTube channel is for her taxi ride. She had a song called Taxi Ride in a video contest. I wrote a story based on a friendship that was similar to ours, that was in like the same vein of the song, had a bunch of friends in it. A friend just, I think it was Julio, wrote on Facebook like a month ago.
Yeah.
He was in it. I just watched the Taxi Ride video, and I was so happy. I loved making that with you.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about it in a while. How sad is that? Because it was so proud for people, for the friends who haven't seen it, for anyone who has it, and anyone who has.
Yeah.
That'll be the first thing up. You know.
It's like my Kylie video.
Just proud of it.
I miss that.
That feeling of completion that I had with it, and even, again, it didn't win the contest, but it meant a lot to all of us. And in my
opinion,
a bit of a winner to do
it.
Go ahead.
Can I share a correlation that might help people, and, you know, you guys too, but people to regain that pizzazz for, like you said, remember what it felt like? Okay. Now, because I am a relationship coach, I'm also a sexpert. So my thought here on that is, do you remember what it's like to make beautiful love? You remember. And so when you see somebody that you want to be with, whether it's your partner or somebody new, you get that tingle. It just comes back. And you just move into the flow and the movement of being of pleasing yourself and them and just enjoying the moment. If you do that with your art and your things that make you passionately happy, it's that mental retention that we have. So for your photography, just spend a few minutes just remembering the excitement of what it's like to look at that flower or look at those stairways or look at the ocean or look at the sky, whatever it is, because I've also taken up photography recently and just think that it's only on my iPhone, but still it soothes my artistic
soul. We love our Instagram,
you know?
Don't, girl, it's okay.
Exactly. That's what I know.
Yeah. I used to work with 2 hours of what it takes me on Instagram to push a button, but that's the digital age.
Exactly, and that's the thing that I have on my Instagram is I'm the Passion Muse, and this is what I see. And that was it. You know, that's my description of my photography on Instagram. So
I will follow you. Follow me. I'm Lady78. And as an aside, you can check out a lot of my photos are on my Facebook page. Go back into the years gone by, and you can check out some of my stuff and let me know what you think. I'm very proud of them.
And you said it's Radio 78 is your tagline, your name?
Lady Hope 78 is my Instagram. Okay. No.
Great.
No.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, we have five minutes left. So many questions. We need to have
everybody connect to your passion.
We didn't even scratch the surface about finding passion in relationships, which I need because I have no spark at all anymore.
It's okay.
I'm like,
you can
I am a suburban housewife right now. No sex drive. I walk around in my yoga pants.
Oh, girl.
And why? Okay. Wait, Alex. Alex.
Thankfully,
Alex,
nice. Okay.
Alex, can we address that really quickly?
No spark.
Throw the spark his way.
Okay, so Alex, how old are you?
36.
Okay, go get checked out by your doctor. Your hormones might be going down. So secondly,
you think it's all mental?
No, I think it's all mental and emotional.
But hold on, honey. Can I finish my little slur with you here?
What was that? Sorry.
I said, can I finish my little slur here with you? Okay, first of all, I recommend 35 instead of 40 to be checked out. Also, you are probably overworked, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Find the passion and create an amazing night for you and your lover.
What if you don't
and
have?
Go for Well, you know what? You are First of all, you don't need anybody. You are your lover. And second of all, you can get into a relationship if you want to.
Yes, you can.
But if I, okay.
Wow. Oh, my
God. Okay. Alex and Hope, do we have one quick second here? This is a tip that I give my clients. This is a very important thing. I have my clients date themselves once a week. That means they create the most amazing date that they would want to give to somebody. They are learning that they don't need anybody, and in turn, they allow beauty and other partners into their life. I want to hear everything about their date except for their intimacy. And I tell them, you better be intimate with yourself because, you know, you need that connection. So that's
right.
All I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
So date yourself, baby.
I'm good at dating myself, though. I take myself out a lot.
You're very fun and independent.
No.
But I appreciate that. That's good. And, you know, for those of us who are sparky and those of us who aren't right now, I know you totally have it in you to have that, and you will when you want to.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Boy, this is an evolution.
Of course.
Authentic April.
Just like Bowie.
Thank you, Mia, for kicking
like
it on for us.
Mia, thank you so much. Definitely
thank you.
Anytime. We'll have you back, especially when we go back into relationship land again, which does, you know, rear its head on the show every once in a while. But we want to thank you. Mia Size Whitmore, the Passion Muse. If anybody wants to reach you, talk to you, use your services, how can they get to you real quick? What do you recommend?
They can either find me on Facebook under Mia Size Whitmore or my page Mia Size Whitmore, the Passion Muse, or you can write me at thepassionmuse@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mia.
Thank you, Mia. Next week we have another one.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. Next week we have another authentic media host, Susan Turnbull, who's a human design coach.
And
who's been helping me out.
I was going to say, you have personal experience with that,
yes.
Which I don't really know much about, so it'll be some news for me, which I'm interested in. So we'll all hear it first. Thank you guys again for listening and watching. Sorry, Ustream was a
bit cranky. Ustream at work. We won't have a YouTube video this week.
Someone will try and stitch something together. But thank you again. for being here with us and continuing on our journey with us, and we hope you're having success on your journey, and we'll see you next week.
Michelle, cue the music.
Bye-bye.